weeks a year with our kids, with our families, and everyone knows everyone, and we really support one another. So it's a hard life, but it's a fun life.
Did you make friendships that you keep today?
Absolutely. All right, absolutely.
Fantastic. And teaching, I have to imagine that teaching someone else, whether it's just they only need the short game, or you're teaching them the entire, you would be doing me. You would,
yes.
I would have to learn start driving the ball first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you develop the patience for that? Is that the same patience that you hold as a golf pro?
It's very funny you say that, because everyone tells me I have the most patience of anyone they've ever seen. And I would describe myself as the most impatient person you've ever met. So it's amazing that I have that quality, because I'm very impatient with myself, but with other people. I'll wait until the moon is out. If you don't get it, we're staying on that grass until you understand and you execute what I'm asking you to do.
Right. What are the biggest mistakes that we make as novices? What are the first mistakes you notice in someone else's game?
The biggest mistakes, the most famous line in golf is keep your head down. Well, amateur golfers, as you're swinging the club, they're very anxious to see where their ball is going, so they turn their head to look before they've even hit the ball. And the result of that is usually they swing and miss the ball completely.
Right.
They barely touch the ball, and their bodies jolt, and they're lucky if they stay balanced.
Okay. All right. So a personal story here, and I hope that maybe you can help me improve on this. So before I got these golf clubs, my nephew, who golfs very, very well, took me to a driving range, and I had only in my life ever played like the other sports, baseball, basketball, soccer. I've done those. I had never golfed, and I was swinging the driver with like as if it was a baseball bat. I was swinging at the golf ball like I would swing at a baseball, and I ripped and pulled all of the muscles off of my ribs and my back. It was horrific for a couple of weeks. I just literally pulled every muscle on my rib cage. So you've got a lot to you've got a lot to work with here.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
When people drive, when you're teaching someone to drive the ball, the secret isn't hitting it as hard as you can.
No, the secret to success is your rhythm or tempo, and the fluidness and balance. If you're balanced through every inch of your golf swing, you will make fabulous contact and hit the ball very, very far.
Okay. And what should someone like me, what distance should I expect with my first few drives?
Well, knowing you slightly, I would say you're going to hit the ball about 220 yards.
Okay. Wow.
And that's very good.
All right. You haven't seen me walk across the street yet, though, have
Actually,
you?
Actually, I have.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. And with that, what if you get a new student, let's say.
Yes.
And they have past injuries, a knee injury,
yes,
let's say, a hip injury or something. We can work with this?
Of course we can. Mm. I get a lot of rehab patients from back surgeries, neck surgeries. Doctors and physical therapists refer them to me, and they're amazed that they're able to do this sport.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, now I'm feeling really good about this. I really
good.
Am. All right.
Good.
So, is it a good idea for someone to take a sand wedge and go out to the beach and work on their game that way?
Or it's is
that
a good idea if you want to have your sand wedge taken away from you and spend the night at the Laguna Beach Finest.
Because it's not legal,
is it?
It's
not legal to
okay,
do. You
yeah.
cannot. It's not that I have never done it,
right,
but you are not to take your club into a park or the beach.
Okay. So you don't recommend that?
Don't
get busted.
No,
yeah.
Don't get busted. There's plenty of nice facilities. And the biggest secret Laguna Beach had for when I arrived here almost 40 years ago was called Ben Brown's Golf Course.
Right.
It is now the Ranch.
Right.
And people in Laguna Beach, I told them that I was playing golf in Laguna, and their answer was, where?
Right.
Where is
right.
it? No one knew about that golf course. It was $6 to play. And I have been playing there for 33 years. And it's still the most beautiful golf course. I call it my home country club.
Right.
Being here in Laguna. And I am the resident golf professional there. And I'm not employed by the ranch, but they're so awesome there. They allow me to teach their hotel guests. They allow me to bring my clients in there. Right. And it's a wonderful experience.
It's a 9-hole course.
Yes, it is.
And when you have a 9-hole course as compared to an 18-hole course, are the distances shortened?
Yes, the distances are shorter in some of the holes,
right.
Par 3s and par 4s. Right. They don't have the extended long golf holes,
right.
But it is more beautiful than most golf courses you'll ever see in the world that are par 3 golf courses in a city.
Right.
It's amazing.
And to explain to our listening audience what a par 3 is, it is... If it's a par 3 course, once you drive the ball, or when including the driving of the ball, you're expected to be at the hole by the third shot, correct?
In the hole
by the third shot.
Yes.
Okay, otherwise you're now accumulating bad stuff, bad
yes.
checks.
Okay. Yes.
All right, well, do you have a favorite golf course across the world that you've ever, that you've experienced?
Well, that has recently changed.
Okay.
It's the golf experience, I will say. Last year, I finished my bucket list by playing the old course at St. Andrews in Scotland.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. All it was someplace that I waited my whole career, my whole life to go, and I went by myself because I recall some of the finest moments, the most wonderful experiences I've had with the game of golf have been playing alone. So I flew to Scotland. I was given the finest caddy in the barn and teed up the golf ball by myself and walked 18 holes of golf in bright sunshine and 30 degrees.
Wow.
It was really, really cold. And I will tell you this, for the first time 12 years ago in the history of the old course at St. Andrews, women were allowed to enter through the front door.
That was my next question.
Yes.
Okay, so for years they were not allowed.
Never allowed. And we had to enter through the back staircase. And I looked at the clubhouse and it had scaffolding all over. And I asked the caddy, what's going on? Because they never changed the old course. And he smiled and said, well, lass, that would be the renovation to our clubhouse. Now that we have lady members, they have to put in a ladies' locker room. We have 10 ladies, and the cost is $300 million. I said, right on, ladies. Right on.
So, by the way, not just linguistically skilled in 5 languages, but you've got that Scottish accent down pat, I'm telling
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. And the course itself, what makes it so special?
Just the legacy and the history. It's ugly. It is flat. It's rolling grounds, but not mountains or things like that. It's right on the banks of the North Sea. It is freezing. The wind was up to about 40 miles an hour that day. And the front nine was with me, and I was hitting the ball far.
Right.
The back nine was like hitting into a wall. But I had so much fun.
Oh,
it's
fantastic.
Just a historical moment to be there, and I can't wait to go back.
I love that. So,
and speaking of history, I think you told me, why does golf have 18 holes?
Golf has 18 holes because there's 18 shots in a whiskey bottle. When you're finished with the bottle, golf is finished.
Oh, I love that. I had no idea. Thank you for asking that, Aaron. I had no idea. 18, that's really the reason.
According to the lore.
According to the lore. If I mention a golf course, can you tell me about it? Roland Garros? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Roland Garros is a tennis court.
It's a tennis court. Thank you.
Thank you for trying to trip me up, Ed.
There we go. But where do we play the Masters?
The Masters is played at Augusta.
Augusta.
In Augusta, Georgia.
Right.
It is so much more magnificent in person than it is on television. The Augusta golf course is probably the prettiest golf course I have ever seen.
Okay. All right. And have you played it?
No. Again, the first woman member was Condoleezza Rice.
Okay.
She was admitted to play, I would guess, about 20 years ago.
Okay.
As like St. Andrews, Augusta, you don't apply to become a member. You have to be asked.
You have to be invited to
yes.
be a member. And are there other courses like that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There are men-only courses and there are women-only courses.
Okay. And some of the women-only courses that you've played?
Only in Scotland.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know of any in the United States.
Okay.
But I imagine they exist.
Right. I imagine you think that should change as well.
Well, I'm traditional.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Okay.
And I understand that if you belong to a public a private entity, the board of that entity can make their own rules.
Right.
So I think it's sad, but I don't think it shouldn't be.
Okay.
People have a right to choose.
All right. What's the, if I may, and if you're willing to share this with me, what's the weakest part of your game?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, the weakest part of my game, I didn't have one for many years, I can gratefully say. Mm-hmm. But now I would say it is my putting, because putting is the most important part of golf.
Okay.
And if I was better at putting, I would be back on the senior tour for women.
Okay. And what is it about putting that that knocks us all off?
It's the cart before the horse, getting a little too anxious.
Okay.
Moving your body is most people, including myself,
right,
is our problem.
Okay.
And staying still, you have to stay absolutely motionless when you stroke the ball. It's hard.
Okay. All right. And the grip on the club itself.
Yes.
Before we even take a swing, we must know how to grip, correct?
Yes, that's one of the fundamentals of golf, and it's probably the mistaken fundamental most commonly seen. You hold a golf club like you hold a baby bird. You don't want the bird to fall because it might die, but you don't want to squish it, so you might kill it that way. So you've got to hold a golf club very softly in your hands, but don't let the bird fly away.
Oh, I love that.
That's so great.
I love that. I'm keeping that one in my head for
good,
when I see you. Yeah.
Good.
So we will see her at the golf tournament.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I believe actually she'll be playing.
Yes. I, for many, many years, stood on a par 3, one of the most beautiful golf holes at the club, and would compete against every foursome, every group that passed through,
right,
and they would bet against me that they could beat me.
Right.
And this year and last year, I decided I would gather together a foursome and actually get to play. So
okay.
I am playing in the golf tournament with friends of mine, and we're really looking forward to it.
I'm excited. I'm excited to watch you. I'm excited to perhaps maybe learn a thing or two from you.
It's a lot of fun.
And I have a question that maybe it's inside poker here. But when you know, I have friends that golf and have golfed their whole lives, and I'm talking to them right now. I've got Paul, and I've got a friend we just lost, Eddie, who golfed. And when they would go out and golf, they would share a libation or two.
Yes.
On the pro circuit, does that happen?
In the old days,
okay,
it was amazing. Before
okay,
I was professional, there would be Coca-Cola cups, paper cups, and you could smell inside that paper cup, and I was shocked. But nowadays, it's all about fitness. It's all about health.
Right.
And we used to go out after every round and tip a few beers and have dinner and a lot of camaraderie. Now it's very serious, very, very serious.
Okay. If someone wanted to learn from you specifically,
yes,
how would we get in touch with you?
I can be reached through the Chamber of Commerce, through Aaron. I'm an ambassador to the Chamber as well as a personal member with my business. My telephone number, my email, it's available to anyone. Just look up the Chamber of Commerce and Barbara Williams Golf.
Okay. And I've got this is a personal indulgence.
Uh-oh.
Question. Okay. I come to you never having taken a golf club other than ripping my ribs and the meat off my ribs, never having done anything except that. How long before I'm a decent golfer?
Well, it depends. If you are motivated, which I would say 95% of all of my students are quite motivated.
Right.
I've had people come to me whose husbands want them to learn, and they want to learn to play golf as much as they want a rash. So I tell them that we're going to go have a cup of coffee,
right,
and that would probably suit them a lot better, and they love that.
Right.
But someone that is motivated, it's very fun for me, and it's fun for them. And I would say that I would almost force them to go out on the golf course with me about their fourth or fifth lesson.
Okay.
And we play and assess their situation. They'll be able to play with anyone socially or their friends probably about 2 to 3 months.
Right. And I can be the first to tell you that everyone I know that golfs is hooked.
Yes.
They're absolutely hooked. And you do get hooked.
You do.
All right.
You absolutely do.
What did you, as a child, were you a golfer?
Yes.
Okay. So you learned from who?
I carried my dad's clubs around the golf course for
okay,
many, many years. And I was just a wee bit of a lass, I'd say 8 years old, when I started to seriously, I hit a golf ball for the first time.
Right.
And I was hooked. My dad was amazed, and I've been going at it ever since. I played all sports growing up, right. and I love golf. But I started because I wanted to be with my dad.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. And then your competitive nature took over,
I guess. Oh, goodness, yes. All
right. And Aaron, how's your golf game improved?
Well, exponentially. I mean, the first lesson I had, we talked mostly vocabulary. Then the second lesson, I got on the driving range, and I think I did pretty good.
It was a magical moment, Ed.
Was it?
You know, she did so well. People learn visually. People learn kinesthetically how it feels. Erin processes information and spits it out amazingly well.
Very cool.
And exact.
Very,
and
very cool.
And the ball just popped off the face of the golf club, up in the air and straight, and it was very much fun.
Right. I want to talk equipment for a second, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
The new drivers that I'm seeing that they advertise on in golf tournaments, is there if I had an old school 1950s driver, can I get the same distance? Can I get the same bang for my buck as the new titanium Taylor?
That's a good question. The new clubs are significantly more powerful, and the elements, the metals that they use today, like you said, titanium and different types of steel, are amazing. Right. I played with golf balls that were wrapped in rubber bands, and my father played with golf balls that were stuffed with chicken feathers, and now we have the most amazing surfaces, and the golf balls go a lot farther.
Right.
The shafts on the club, we had about three revolutions in the golf club industry. We changed from wood heads on golf clubs to metal heads.
Okay.
We changed from all stainless steel shafts to using other carbon fibers like graphite. Okay, and the golf balls have changed, like I said, from being stuffed with chicken feathers to now being filled with substances and covers that make the golf ball fly aerodynamically further, higher, and farther.
When you see someone on a golf course, I love you. I love having her on. My mm-hmm. God, thank you, Aaron. When you see someone on the golf course that you're not involved with, you're just watching, I imagine you observe a lot.
Yes.
Do you feel comfortable walking up to them and going, nah, you're standing all wrong. You're swinging. You're not holding the club right. Do you feel comfortable giving that quick lesson?
Well, let me tell you one thing, Ed. Golf is life, and life is golf. And when I can tell a person's personality by the way they hold their club and by the way they swing, I know immediately whether or not they're approachable. And it happens all the time. I say excuse me in my kindest, sweetest voice, and I introduce myself very quickly as a golf professional and tell them, gosh, you have a beautiful swing. If you did this for me, I'll bet you would hit the ball over that ravine. That ball would stay up and be on the green, and inevitably it comes true.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, you're killing that little bird in your hand there. Hey, buddy, back off the bird, will you?
I have been known to yell that across the driving range. As students of mine practicing miles away, I'll scream, don't kill the bird. It's a true story.
All right. Well, whenever it is that I get an opportunity to be with you on the golf course, I will keep the bird alive.
Thank you.
I'll do my best to keep that bird alive.
I look forward to it.
Thank
seeing you.
You
at the golf course, too.
Yeah.
At the golf tournament.
It's going to be
May
fun.
14th at Strawberry Farms Golf Club.
I'm looking so forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
So you've played Strawberry Farms?
I have.
Okay.
I love Strawberry Farms Golf Course.
Tell us about it a little bit.
It is a course where you must hit the ball straight.
Okay.
Distance isn't the issue. Hitting the ball straight is. The last time I played 18 holes at Strawberry Farms, I shot 68, which is, gosh, three shots under par. I believe it's a par 71 course.
Okay.
And it was a wonderful moment for me because I have not broken par since. So
wow.
I'm close to being a scratch golfer still, but I'm also been playing this game. Do I have to say how long on the air?
More than 10 years.
Yes. Let's just say more than most people in this town have been alive.
All right.
And what does a scratch golfer mean?
A scratch golfer means you shoot perfect par on every hole, the equivalent of the golf club courses.
Good morning, Sue.
Our
mayor, Sue Kemp. Barbara Williams, chat. Barbara Williams, golf expert and golf pro.
Hi.
I'm a golfer too.
I know that. How are you from the golf tournament?
Yeah.
Are you coming this year?
No, I can't.
No.
Oh, we'll
unfortunately,
you.
There's a city council meeting that night.
Oh,
so.
No.
Yeah. Well,
that's those pesky council meetings.
It's those, yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, I'll write you a note. And
yes.
You can come to the golf tournament.
No excuse.
Thank you. Mayor thank Sue Kemp, nice thank you so very
you.
Much. So, okay, so she just walked by. You saw her walk by.
Yes.
Right? Tall, kind of,
yes.
kind of tall. Is there a difference between teaching a tall person
yes.
than to, okay, tell
being
me.
Being tall has advantages and disadvantages.
Please.
Being tall, you can analogize to a tree. A tree, when the wind blows, if it starts to fall, timber, man.
Right.
It's going over.
Okay.
And balance is a challenge with tall people if they don't hold their body correctly.
Okay.
And it is a wonderful thing to have extended limbs, arms and legs, because the arc of your swing, when you take that club around in that big half circle back, it's going a long way. It travels a long distance because the length of a person's arms and their legs on the downswing. So the longer the distance that the club travels, the longer the distance the ball travels.
My God, it's physics.
Wow.
It is physics. Golf is a game of physics.
I absolutely love you. Now now I understand. Now
good.
I understand. Thank you.
It is
you.
Physics.
Right. Yeah, and the numbers for the golf clubs are the opposite of how you would think it would be, right?
Yes. This is smaller the number, a number three club and a number two club go farther than the number nine club and the number eight club.
Okay.
The smaller the number, the farther the distance. Very good, Erin. You were listening.
She's the best student in
she
class.
She is the really. Best student a teacher could ever have. It is the truth. She did well last week. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
Golf lessons are fun.
All right. And any sand traps for you? You ever bust yourself into the sand trap and just can't get out?
I've had fantasies to do in a sand trap, but I don't have any problems in sand bunkers.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Barbara.
You're very welcome.
Don't go away. We're going to chat with Erin for just a moment about the million things on the list that
goodness.
She's got to accomplish here before.
We have so many fun things coming up for our city. It's going to be great. Starting with, of course, our spring sidewalk sale tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th. All of our businesses here in Laguna Beach get to kind of spread out a little bit onto the sidewalk and show off their wares. It should be a fun day to shop local tomorrow. I'm really excited. And then, of course, not a chamber event, but one of our members, the Rotary Club, is hosting the Grapes for Grads this Sunday, mm-hmm. and I will be definitely attending that.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite events in the year. We have so many things coming up. We just had the Museum of Make-Believe ribbon cutting last night.
I saw it. I saw your posts.
Yes.
It looked fantastic.
It is so fun. Oh my gosh. There's like all these little miniature displays and they each have their own story.
Aww.
It is so fun. Definitely have to check it out. It is very unique to our city, and I'm so glad that they're members and to be able to promote them.
Excellent.
We also have our chamber night at Art Time Borrow. They were a guest a couple weeks ago.
I love
and
having
we
her
have
on.
Only a few spots left.
Okay.
So if you want to come and do some ceramics and network with other chamber members, it's Tuesday, April 30th, and that is at Art Time Borrow here on Ocean. We have our Government Affairs Committee meeting. That's on May 2nd. That's going to be Mark McAvoy.
Okay.
So if you have questions for Mark, you might want to tune in. That is a member benefit, so only members of the chamber can attend that. And if you are retired, we do have resident membership so that you can attend the Government Affairs Committee meeting.
And if there's a question, mm-hmm. Mark answers it. Mark can answer those questions.
Yes.
He's the go-to. He really right. is. You know, you need something answered? Let's look at Mark. There you go.
And that evening, also on May 2nd, Solo Show will be having their ribbon cutting. We have a new art gallery here.
Yes.
Just over here on PCH.
Yes.
And it is like a collective of artists. It yes. should be a really fun event. Come and meet the new art gallery owner. Meet some of the artists that are presenting. It's going to be... I'm so glad to be able to welcome this business to Laguna.
Likewise. We had them on the Artist Corner a few weeks
nice.
Back. And what they offer to artists that otherwise wouldn't get wall space, mm-hmm. But are deserving of wall space, is just amazing. I love what they're doing there.
And then we also have the next day on Friday, May 3rd, our Music Hall Foundation ribbon cutting. That's going to be here at the Rivian.
Okay.
They're going to have a special presentation on California music history.
Okay.
And we're going to do a little quick ribbon cutting right outside before the event, so that'll be nice. They're a new member. We also have, of course, our annual golf tournament coming up.
Yay!
Tuesday, May 14th, we've got the golf tournament. This year is presented by Visit Laguna Beach. We're so excited to have them. And, of course, Barbara's going to be playing, and Ed's going to be there playing music.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Bianchi doing mimosas. We're going to have Bloody Marys in the morning. We're going to have massage by Health and Balance. And we're going to have breakfast burritos by Ruby's. We're going to have lunch by Starfish.
Wow.
We're going to have vendors out on the course, including Empress Builders, Nanny's OC, Angels Baseball. I can't remember them all, but it's going to be a fabulous day. And then, of course, we're going to have a dessert table at dinner from Primal 24/7 with their grain-free, gluten-free desserts. It's going to be so
Most amazing desserts. Now, we have Ed, a former Los Angeles Police Department official here. We'll let you get your golf lesson in just a second, if you don't mind. Ed, I'm going to ask you to just hang out for just a second. Barbara is an amazing golf pro, and I know she can help your swing.
Good.
Oh, perfect. Well, then stick around. See, already we're drawing a little business off the street here.
I love this. Thank you.
So, Ed, don't move. You hang right there. I'd love to introduce the two of you because these are two of the nicest people I know. Ed, Barbara, Ed. Isn't this great? I
nice
love that.
To
thank
you.
So, already the wife gets a golf lesson. Do you play golf, Ed?
Unfortunately, yes.
All right.
It's a miserable sport, and you pay to be miserable.
I don't think she would agree with the misery in that sport.
It's not miserable.
Yeah. So thank you so very much, Aaron.
Yes, and just so you know, there is an email coming out this morning at 11 a.m. It's our Friday email.
Okay.
And today's email is going to be having all of our upcoming events in it. And so that will include our upcoming mixers, all of the fun stuff that's coming up. And I just also want to do a shout out to French Buckets because they are going to be doing our bouquet, our flower bouquet that we'll be presenting on Memorial Day on May 27th up at the memorial at the Heisler Park.
Oh, very cool.
So if you're looking for flower arrangements, French Buckets has those.
Very, very cool. And see, this is exactly why I wanted this location for this radio station for moments like that.
Yes.
So, Barbara, I know you're going to be able to help Ed's wife out with her swing.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'll be watching Ed's game now. Hopefully, Ed will be at the tournament as well. We'll get him in on it. Aaron, as always, thank you so very much for coming in, and thank you so very much for bringing Barbara. Barbara, I look forward to seeing you again really soon.
Thank you, Ed.
It's 8:34. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 26 before 9 o'clock, and let's get rolling.